In response to a U.S. congressional bill that will allocate millions of dollars for anti-Iran broadcasts, Iran...
The Iranian parliament is debating the establishment of a new media arm, according to state-run Press TV, and a three-member committee has been set up to work out the details. The original bill allocated $20 million for that purpose, but legislators decided to raise the amount to $50 million after hearing the U.S. Congress voted to set aside $50 million for broadcasting to Iran. Many Western media analysts complain Iran's overseas broadcasting operations are biased. The British government media watchdog Ofcom is currently investigating Press TV, which is based in London, over complaints of breaching accuracy and impartiality guidelines. Press TV frequently criticizes the U.S. and British governments in its news bulletins, and its criticism of Israel is invariably scathing. It also often totally ignores student protests and opposition demonstrations in Iran.
Hello, welcome to Press TV's news analysis coming to you live from Tehran. I'm Marzia Hashmi. Thanks for being
Topics of discussion on Press TV are also frequently absurd. A Press TV announcer recently suggested the United States could be in the throes of a secessionist movement, claiming that Texas and Vermont want to secede from the Union.
Secession from the Union? Well, we'll take a
Iran's Arabic language network, which is aimed at a mostly Middle Eastern audience, also ignores internal dissent and criticizes Arab governments along with the United States and Britain. In a recent broadcast, Al Alam TV alleged, without any independent evidence, there had been a coup attempt in Saudi Arabia and that Prince Bandar, the son of Crown Prince Sultan, was under arrest. Two Arab satellite broadcasting corporations, Nilesat and Arabsat, recently refused to allow Al Alam to continue broadcasting on their frequencies, provoking protestations from Tehran. A French satellite company eventually allowed Al Alam to resume broadcasting on its frequencies. Ali Nourizadi of the London-based Center for Arab and Iranian Studies says Iran thinks by spending $50 million it can rival Western broadcasters, but he doubts it will succeed.
The Iranians know the effect of international media, especially those Farsi-speaking media like Voice of America, BBC. They had a lot of effect because they reported almost by minute what's happening in Iran. On the other hand, the Iranian media, which is broadcast to the West, like Press TV or like Al Alam, the Arabic one, they have certain limits and all sorts of red lines. Therefore, they are now looking to have more compatible media in order to challenge those stations which broadcast to Iran. And I don't think they are going to succeed because of the limit they have to talk about issues which we talk easily about. They cannot talk about the other side. Always the other side in Iran is pictured as the agent of the West, agent of the United States. Mr. Mousavi, for instance, would not have a chance to come to Press TV and talk. Only certain people can use this window. Only certain people can be interviewed.
During a media conference in Tehran over the weekend, the head of Iranian state TV, Ezatollah Darghami, said Iran must work to combat Western propaganda. Iranian opposition leaders Mir Hussein Mousavi and Mehdi Karoubi, who have not spoken on Press TV since a controversial presidential election in June, both complain that IRIB is unfair and biased in its coverage. Much of Iran's media, including newspapers, magazines, press agencies, radio stations, websites, and some TV programs, are under the control of Iran's Revolutionary Guards, says Ali Nourizadi. He also thinks that it will probably run Iran's new media arm, dubbed Atlas, as well. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.